Reinhard Cantera, thank you to have been with us today.
Thanks for inviting us. Obviously, as you said, it was a very exciting year for us because we have formed this new company of Valneva by bringing together two independent companies, Vivaris from France, Intercell from Austria, to form something bigger, something more exciting, something focused and at the same time diversifying the risk, which is a big topic in the biotech industry. So 2013 has been an outstanding, exciting year. We have formed Valneva, we have financed Valneva through a capital raise in July, through refinancing of some of our debt following the merger. And we are now ready to look into the challenges going forward and to build a sustainable, growing, long-term biotech vaccine company, which has been the aim of this combination. All the integration activities following the merger have now been completed, with the last integration steps being implemented as we speak, for example, a joint ERP and accounting system. But as far as our organization is concerned, as far as the planned divestment and streamlining of the organization is concerned, the job is done, and I'm glad to say that we could complete all the activities that we had planned, and we will be able to implement and have the synergies fully effective as of beginning of this year, 2014, which is even earlier than we had originally planned when we announced the merger. Yeah, we have a couple of value drivers, so let me focus on the main challenges. Our key revenue generator is our vaccine against Japanese encephalitis, and we will be very focused on securing the future growth of this product. We are currently having discussion with our main distribution partner about optimizing the future distribution setting after having this product on the market now for 5 years, but we still do think that there is significant remaining growth potential which we need to capture in our strategy. So this is one important task. A second one is on the pipeline side. We had encouraging data from an interim analysis of our most advanced vaccine candidate, the vaccine against Pseudomonas infections in hospitals. However, we need to complement the data analysis. We need to have discussions with our development partner Novartis and with the regulatory authorities on the continuation of the trial. And our most important goal for this development area in the first quarter of 2014 is to secure all necessary decisions to continue that study for a very promising and value-generating product area. We will also be focused on generating additional partnerships from our technology platforms and on advancing our partnered programs with those technology platforms, most importantly the EB66 cell line platform, where we expect important news flow with the first approval of a human vaccine using this technology in 2014. These are just the most important factors, so there you see there would be much more we can talk about, but these are really three key areas where we are focusing our work and where we expect significant progress. Yes, so obviously when you put two companies together, you have a vision. it's necessary to implement the merger. It's necessary to get your staff, to get your organization comfortable with the new situation. I think we have achieved that, but obviously it takes more than just a couple of months after the merger to implement the vision of the company and to generate value for our shareholders from this combined entity. And this is what we are now focused on. And I'm glad to say that the formal and the necessary organizational changes have been done. And we are now fully focused on the revenue generation going forward as a new combined entity. Yes, we are a growth company in the biotech industry. Companies are there to change the landscape, to bring new products to the market, to expand markets and therapeutic indications. That is our key mission. However, as an already mature company with significant revenue streams, we also have to find the right balance between making financial progress and not being a cash spending biotech company forever, but still investing enough to generate this innovation. And the challenge in particular for a CFO of such a biotech company is to find the right balance between investments and focus and showing financial progress that investors are expecting from a maturing biotech company.